Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Good morning, guys. It is a Friday, Freedom Friday. Yes, we, for the Son who says free is free indeed, and we are free in Him. We thank you so much, God, for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to come together one more time. God, I thank you, I thank you. I thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. I am on fire this morning, guys. I am on fire. Yes, it is a new day, a new chapter, a new season, a new shift in this wonderful, wonderful thing that we call life, and how we are expanding on it and how we are experiencing it. Guys, do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed. Be encouraged and know that God is with you, that this is not unto death. I don't know who this is for this morning, but I am excited. He says the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent takes it by force. We are here this morning to take this thing by force. Whatever is going on in your life right now, I don't know who this is for, and it's for me too. I'm just going to call it what it is. It is all right. It is all right. You don't have to be involved in every little thing. You don't have to be seen all the time. Sometimes God just wants you to stand still and know that He is God. Sometimes He just wants you to just rest in Him. We're supposed to lean not into our own understandings, but trust His understandings. His ways is not our ways, and His thoughts is not our thoughts. So we got to understand that this is His process. Let His process be, and just be in the midst of it. Just trust God. Just allow Him to utilize you wherever you are. Even in my processes, as you know, where I'm shifting some things, and I'm, you know, I, guys, I have a day job, and you know, I love what I do. I love what I do in every aspect of my life. That being said, there's a shift of learning things. There's a shift of absorbing, and we always have to be mindful and careful about absorbing things. So when we absorb knowledge, we have to be mindful that we also have to not just retain it, but also study it and reference it and research and fill out information that, you know, may be needed and detrimental. Because just because somebody gives you a process, just because somebody gives you something, that doesn't mean that is the word. That is it. You get what I'm saying? And we have to be very, very careful and very diligent and do our due diligence in making sure that we study to show thyself approved. This is not a fun thing. You know, this is work. It's work being kingdom. It's work being blessed. It's work doing the things that God is asking you to do. It's work. And I think we have missed the mark. And matter of fact, I know we have missed the mark when we decide to do what we say we're going to do, and it's not your decision, really. It really isn't. And go off and do what you want to do. It's not about what you want to do. It's about His glory. If we just stand still, let Him do what He has to do, and work on and in us, everything will fall to in suit. We have to be willing to do that. There was a conversation a couple of days ago, and we were having a good conversation. And the first thing we were my brother and I was talking about, one of my brothers, we were talking about how we sit here and we love, you know, talking, and we love doing things, and we love, you know, nice things and things of that nature. But when we say love, does that, you know, when you say I love you, is there's not just a saying to that, there is an action. So in that process, I was saying, you're right, and there's a reaction. If you say you love somebody and you don't show them that you love them, then the reaction is negative, because you could care less about me, for real. You ain't worried about me. And then there's conflict that comes in because people's perception of love is different, which is sad. However, going into looking into the real things as being more than a conqueror and things of that nature, we got to understand that there has to be a belief system. There has to be something that you fall on and you rest in. And if you don't have God as the foundation, then it means really nothing, because you really don't know how to love at all, because of the fact that you don't know how to love yourself first. And in order for you to love yourself, you gotta love God. Real talk. And a lot of people don't want to hear this, but it's real. That's real. You gotta have a relationship. You gotta learn how to negotiate, give and take. Most of the time, you're gonna be given in a lot of things because you don't understand this concept because you've been used to taking. It's just like a child didn't ask to be here, but they're born and they're very babies are selfish. They want this and that, and that looks like a selfishness, but it's a give take thing. You're giving them nourishment. They're drinking their milk. They're being fed. They're doing all these things, but you got to teach them to be resilient for themselves. That's where that more than a conqueror comes in. That's when that resiliency comes in. That's when that fire comes in. That's when the burning consumes the negative and the broken and the busted that's in you. And that's when God comes, what he does best. He makes something out of nothing, and he molds this wonderful, beautiful, intricate, delicate thing called human, and he makes us wonderfully and fearfully made. And then when God comes in and loves on us and shows us that it is all right to feel, it is all right to be discouraged at times, it is all right. My son went through it. That's why he came to earth, to be able to feel and understand and develop and get a concept to what we had. Not only that, but to be able to show you that it can be done, that I can be resilient, I can stand flat-footed, I can be strong, and I can be the God-fearing woman or man and that God has honored me to be, that I can be the purposed woman and or man of God or child that he has purposed me to be. Come on, guys. This is about his glory. And when you give him the glory, you are blessed. When you give him the glory, you are at peace. Stop holding on to issues and problems. Stop blaming yourselves for your children's issues. When they become adults, it is their decision to make. Reconciliation is here. It has been here. This is the year of perfection. Let's stop walking in this depression and this oppression. Let us walk in his magnifying glory. Let's walk in the manifestation of his glory. Come on, y'all. This is about him. It's about everything is about his glory, about God and Jesus and Holy Ghost, all of the Trinity. It's about him. But in order for you to truly understand all these great things, you gotta go back to realizing that this is not unto death. This tug of war that you're dealing with is a tug of war with yourself. And you gotta tell self, sit down somewhere. Come on. Get your life. And stop falling into the systems. The systems are there to be understood. The systems are there to be conquered. Period. We have authority, and I talk about it all the time. We have authority and dominion on this earth. But what we do not do, we might sometimes walk in our authority, but most of the time we are not making and walking in our dominion. Authority and dominion go hand in hand. Last time I checked, he gave dominion on this earth. So this is ours. We were created to live here. and to flourish. Let's prosper. Let's be at peace. Let's bind the guilt. Let's separate the frustration. Let's cut off the lies. Let's stop being somebody we're not. And let's just be who God anointed and ordained and honored us to be. You can't be nobody else. I can't be nobody else but Omani Harrell. Nope. Sorry. Can't. I don't want to be. This is me and this is what you get. Straight with no chaser. Straight. And I love me. Even the imperfections. I love me. And I'm so excited to say that. I'm happy to say that. But you know who I love more than me? My Father who sits on the throne. Abba Father. But in order for me to have been able to love me, I had to understand and I had to love God. I had to love him for him as daddy. Not as this all-seeing being that is so far away that I can't touch. He's here. He sees us. He understands. He hurts for us. But he also has to reprimand. That's what a father truly does. That's what a true father does. He checks us. He puts us in the corner. He even whoops us every now and then. And if you not get whooped, then you ain't on his side. I'm just saying. And he also prepares us for the next level. So let's get ready for the next level. Stop trying to depend on somebody. And stop getting hype when you connect with somebody and they look like, you know, they gonna help you. And then it comes back to you that you gotta help yourself. Maybe God is telling you that you gotta focus and balance and stop trusting the people, because man will always disappoint you, and trust the process, because God wants us all to prosper. And I'm not just talking about financially. I'm talking about divine health. I'm talking about divine wealth. I'm talking about relationship with him, becoming a pillar of your community, having a character, walking in integrity. Those are the things that last, because that is what creates your spirit, man. Prosperity. When they hear prosperity, they think of cha-ching. Money will come and go. And last time I checked, my father is rich with houses and lands. He holds the wealth in the palm of his hands. So if he does all that, I don't need to worry about my finances. I do have to make sure that I'm not spending my money cuckoo and crazy. I do have to make sure that I'm walking in his authority when I do things. But all I got to do is trust my father and stand on his word. So when I stand on his word, I'm standing on and with him. When I lean not into my own understandings and lean on him, I am trusting the process. When my child acts a fool, not saying my children are, but I'm just using that as an example. When my child acts a fool, I have to trust and know that everything I put in them will manifest. I have to trust and know that when I walk down the street and I go to work or I'm out here talking to veterans and loving on them, fellow veterans at that, that they're getting the love that they need in order for them to get to the next level. I need to trust and know that everything that I pour out, God is pouring back into me. There is somebody that's physically here that can sharpen me, because we sharpen one another like iron. That's the word. That's going to pour back into me everything that I poured out. I need to know, I already know that God is going to take care of me. See, that's the problem with us. We can trust him with our, and some of us don't even trust him with our finances, but we could trust him with our finances. We could trust him with our marriage. But we think that trusting is putting, not doing nothing. You got to do something. And that's where that courage comes in, brothers and sisters, people of God, and people that we say ain't saved. They more saved than some of y'all. Real talk. I'm just saying. You got people sitting on the same pew in church for 50 years. I'm just waiting for my change to come. And then you die. You laid out. You got 300 people at your funeral, but you still broken. Your spirit man still broken. And you have unfulfilled dreams that you dreamed, but they had not manifested because you waiting for something to happen. Stop. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We have to take this thing by force. Walk in the courage that God has given and anointed you to have. Stop waiting and start doing. That's why you have so many more entrepreneurs out here than you ever seen, because people have taken it by force. Some this stuff ain't gonna last if God ain't in it. But still, they have taken initiative. They have set aside fears. They have listened to the self, the inner man, and to God. Some of them. Let's walk in it. Let's not be discouraged on the knowledge that we have. We have a plethora. That's right. I said it just like that. And please don't mess with my grammar. I like to say it the way I like to say it. So don't call me. Don't messenger me about that. I like to say plethora. Plethora of knowledge. Yes. Yes, we do. We do. And we got to use it. Stop sitting on it. Stop waiting for stuff to happen. Let's do this. This is Friday, y'all. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. Let's be free. Let's be free to conquer. Let's be free to decide. Let's be free to make databases. Let's be free to create. Let's be free, guys. Come on, y'all. Come on. I am so excited for what God is doing. I am so elated. I know I'm past my time and I'm going to be good and I'm going to get off. But I'm just saying, guys, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm praying for you guys. I really am. As I pray for you, you pray for me. This is Omani Harold, PEP, People and Power Purpose Podcast. Let's go.